Okay, good evening. We're holding here in Perek Mem Ches. Kol ma shebo me'inyan ha-shema miyuchas l'kai yisparach. So the Rambam says anything which is mentioned in the Torah regarding Hashem hearing, timtzo unkles hager nishmi menu. So unkles hager, it works around it. Upirish inyanoi behagia ha-maymo elav yisparach. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu received that Maimer. It's not that it's not hearing the type of activity we do, but it means the same result. If the Shmi over there relates to Tzok and Tfila, Yefarish Inyanoi Shukibel or Lokibel. So the word used is it was mekabel or not mekabel. V'yoyma la'olam betagim shama Hashem shmiya kadam Hashem. So shmiya is usually said is shama kadam Hashem. Kadam Hashem is always kind of putting a bit of a distance between, you know, it was heard before Hashem. It sort of gives it that type of flavor. Being at soccer tier game, Shemoya Eshmat Saakose Kabola Kabel. So this is consistent, he says. That's as far as hearing. When it comes to Re'ia, Pirush Unglis by Pirushim Floyim, that there are varying Pirushim. And I'm at a loss to understand some of it. Vehu. Sometimes it says v'chazah Hashem, which is a much stronger, more direct type of pa'ula. Or b'mekomos v'asheu gulei kodam Hashem. Omnam. Parashoy v'chazah Hashem hu rayim v'eres aleris chazah gamkein v'losh harami meshutif. V'shumar al'in ha-sogas ha-seichel kasher al'sogas ha-chush. So obviously the word chazah in Aramis is similar to the word ra'ah in Lashon Kodesh, which could mean either a physical seeing or perceiving, grasping, perceiving, something along those lines. Vani Tamea, he says, Achish answer can etzloi, v'baruch v'nakatzer pesho glei kodem Hashem. So he says, if that's true, and that's why he allows himself to infarish v'chazoi, Hashem. So why did he bichlal have to be mefarish ugli kadam Hashem? Lemaisa, it could mean both seeing and grasping. Because he stakalti b'mashem atzos v'schos atargum. So he says when I looked over the different places where he speaks about it, re'isiv, I saw the following observation. If let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Pasuk that he saw something wrong happening, something bad happening, there we say Glei Kodem Hashem. So the word to see, just like when I tell somebody I see what you're saying, it means I grasp. It also has an implication of agreement. Nirim advarim. Nirim advarim means that it's something which feels right. So therefore, anytime we're talking about Hashem seeing something that is bad, he would not use that term. And therefore, we would say Glo Kadam Hashem as opposed to V'chaza. V'ein Sofik Shemes Chazol Ashur Gozes HaSoge V'yashiv Adav Musik Fima Shehusak, meaning an accepting the thing as is. V'lezeh K'shemotza Re'iyah Nitlis Be'ovel L'yema V'chaza V'gay Kadam Hashem. So therefore, when Re'iyah it deals with Avla, it will say Glo Kadam Hashem. V'hinei Motzasi Kol Re'iyah Miyachas L'kayim Chol HaTorah Pirusha v'chaza, zulas eila shasapcha. And now he lists all the places where it's not like that, which fits into his scheme of things. I'm going to skip this paragraph. I can just use this all the psukim. That is, so first of all, this is done without a computer, without a concordancia, just the Rambam. And so the Rishayim had these psukim at their fingertips. The Ramban does the same thing when Ramban wants to bring a raya to something that he's saying. I mean, he just shoots out a dozen places. So that's one thing that's interesting. He also didn't feel comfortable making any pshatim without going through it, all of it. You know, if this is pshat, then it's going to have to shim everywhere. I find that fascinating. Aval, he says. So ad kan, it's good. There are three places where this is problematic. He says, I feel my pshat is emes lamitoy. I have three kashas. There are three places where it should have been with my svar gleik Hashem, but it's just a minuschos for Chazashem. Ve'elohim, v'yashem ki rabbis ros adam, six parsha, 2 weeks ago, v'yar lekim asa arz v'ni eshchasa, v'yashem ki snu aleya. So we have all of these cases that are, should have, these three cases should have by right been gleik Hashem. Vakarvetzi, he said, what I think is Shachi is a tol shenofim eschos. It's a mistake in the Girsa. That's how confident the Rambam was in what he was saying. She'enas in exibus unklus v'zeshem, v'shem yeshu v'zepirish. I mean, we don't have the original ksav yad of unklus. Okay. Ha'umnam parasha l'kim yor la'aseh, kadam Hashem gle'imri. The opposite, he found one example, which says l'kim yor la'aseh, there's nothing wrong with it, and still it says Kadam Hashem Glei Imri. First of all, over there, there's a possible mistake in Pshat. Alakim Yola Aseh means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the Seh, he's going to take care of the Seh. So that's one reason, that just Pashat, so it's not right in the intent of the word. Or you gam kim miguna bloshnu itolas as segoser malachayim boltim davrim, or to say the word re'ia on an animal, you know, that Kadosh Baruch Hu saw an animal, that there's some sort of chibur that maybe feels wouldn't be appropriate. Mitzor shivukesh haber dikran eschos bezeh, we need to look around at all the different eschos that are around that are available. Ve'im timtzeh lemakom shel zechana eidel kavan bezeh, and if the girsas are accurate, they're written, I don't have a pshat for these places. Okay. Memtes. Hamalochim gankin eno balik shamim. Avlim scholim nidolim achayimah. Now he's going to speak a little bit about terminology used for malochim. All sorts of wings and stuff like that. Where it's not a problem. If a person believes that a malach has a body, there's no problem in ikrei emunah, but there is a problem in terms of right and wrong. So malachim are not balik shama, they're schol nivdol machoime. Omnam hem asuyim, they are created, velikim borom, k'mo shesbaya. Ubebeishes rabba omru la'atachar mesapeches, al shem eshosu vesh loyed. Hamesapeches shem eshapchim, pa'omim anoshim, pa'omim noshim, pa'omim ruchus, pa'omim malachim. So, So Chazal say that what defines a malach, this entity, is that it has no kavur kemetzias. So he says that v'ina kvar beir v'zamayim Hashem ina balachim elam t'muna kayemes gashos chutz seichel. So what Chazal in effect are telling over here is that they don't have any type of specific guf or whatever it is. Aval hakol b'mar nevuah. That they can change means they don't have a fixed gashmis to kemetzias the way people have, but everything is mar nevuah. Olefi poal akoach hamedamek mashizoch bin yamitas hanevuah. But omram pomim noshim ki anevim gam ki roh malachim mara nevuah tzuras noshim. It's my mischari bin eishtaim noshim yoytzis roch kampeyim. So they take on different forms. Now he's going to explain a little bit what the point in that is, why it is like that, what it is, and so on. וכבר ידעת כי הסוגה הנוקי מן החיימה, העיר מן הגש הזה לגמרי, כביד המועד אלא, עוד מקדים אלא, to understand ideas and concepts totally divorced from any physical metzius is something very difficult for people. It takes a lot of training of that type of understanding. Obovad, lemishle yavdul ben amuskel v'meduma, uveroy v'shan asog sadim levad, v'yeh kol meduma etzay nimtzoy efsha metzia, u'mashal yipo v'shadim etzay nedvina metzia. Ke'el anoshim v'im aroy v'mayinim, leis amasem inyel oylam leis berlam sofik. So he says like this, it's very hard for people. It takes a long time of training to be able to deal with things that are not physical in a way that this is, you know, to deal with it as such. This is one of the reasons why we always say that mathematics is such a difficult, especially the abstract mathematics, the theoretical mathematics is difficult because it relates to nothing physical in the world. Now, people have two ways of thinking about things. We can think with pictures. In other words, our mind has many experiences, whether pictures, sounds, smells, touches, and our mind stores these as sense files, we'll call it that way. And therefore, we can apply it to anything we hear. We can apply, we can understand it by sort of applying one of our pictures to it. Or a person can think conceptually, which is what the Seichel does. So he says, for many people, they don't have to have a problem distinguishing the two. And they beiker understand things through dimyan. So whatever you tell them, somehow the mind translates it to a familiar picture, and that becomes his understanding of what it is. So he says those people which he says is the majority of people will never be able to understand these things clearly. That they're always going to have to understand pictures. They're not going to be able to understand anything that is in any way just an idea. All the koyved ze gam kein heviu sifra neviim dvarim sheiroya mipshutehem gashus hamalach nosem v'yosim tzios adam v'yosim mitzuv melakai v'moydiye dvarei v'oisim ashetz mitzvasei kol ze lahaisha sechem tziusam shem chayim shteim kashvanu chagolakei. So since malachim are an important element, therefore the neviim will portray malachim in graphic terms in order to give people the sense that they actually exist and they're real. Since people don't have the ability, the majority of people don't have the ability, if it can't be put into picture, it's not real. Things that are abstract don't have a metzias. So malachim are also spoken about in physical terms. So he says, So then it becomes a big mess by people. Well, the God and Malachim are all of similar nature. They're all these beings, and the Torah speaks about them in physical terms. And the Rebbe says, no, this is all abstract, but I have a hard time distinguishing one from the other. So I would feel like the Goyim, that angels and God are part of one society. It's kind of a heavenly society, and it's the way we understand the difference between a general and a soldier. It's just a question of rank. It's not a question of metzias. So by a lot of people, this would happen. They would begin to think Malachim as being divine. And עד שהמובה ממציאס הבורא יויס השול מסוסם, ושול יויס השול מלאכן שנאבה. So what the Torah did was it incorporated into many descriptions of malachim animal features. And there are features that are given to malachim that one would not associate with Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's almost, even if the person is not aware of it, the person is getting sort of a, what's the right word for it? Subconsciously, he's being fed a certain picture. That this is that these are beings inferior because the malachim come in all sorts of wings. Kadosh Baruch Hu is above it. So like man is to an animal, so is Kadosh Baruch Hu to a malach. So at least we get that message across by having malachim portrayed in with animal type appendages. So he says. So what comes out subconsciously is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is more shalom than more shalom malachim the way an adam is more shalom than a balchai. Well, and the only animal parts that we attach them are wings. Because if you want to give over the idea that they fly, well, you need wings. So why of all the things of the animals do we pick flying? It is, of all the animal character traits, it is the most chashuv of a one, the most refined one. Obviously, the way an animal walks on the ground is not very refined. The way an animal eats is not terribly refined. So none of these things are, you know, you wouldn't attribute for any reason to a malach some sort of characteristic that is that's gross. But flying, we sort of hear flying as being something refined. This is sort of goes in the same line, like I said before, the previous prakim, that we don't attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu any physical attribute that we sense as being gnai and so on. So he says, v'nifkro tos ha'efes ha'esem al ha'esem chayim ne'shashleim ha'shevet nuas. People want to learn of all the things the animal that people want to imitate is they want to be able to fly. So it's something people want either to run away from danger or to run to something good. So this is a tnua. That is, even though it's an animal trait, but it's something that people would feel comfortable with it if they had it. So he says there's another reason why they're given wings and sort of like birds, because they have this characteristic of not being stuck in any one place. They can disappear very rapidly, then they can appear rapidly. So this is also true of malachim. A person who is in any one place, it takes them some time to move on, to go here, to go there, to this, that. Malachim are they come when they have a shtichus, they disappear when there's no more shtichus. Now, going back, so if this is such a wonderful thing, why won't you meyachse Kadosh Baruch Hu? V'lo yichazu zeh ha-shleimus ha-medumah ha-tzayim ha-tnuas ha-ifus l'lakai b'shum panim li-yoysu t'nuas b'al-chayim b'lti medaba. Since it's animals that have it, even though it might be very, very, very nice, it might be a very nice, thing, but at the end of the day, it's associated with an animal, and therefore it's not covered by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says about Kadosh Baruch Hu that he sat on a kruv and he flew. It's the kruv that flew, not the Rebbe Shalom. Vayirka l'kruv, he rode the kruv and it flew away. Vakvanu mashahu mehiras by inyanahu. What does it mean? You know, what's it? It translates. It meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accomplished something very quickly. Moishenema hine Hashem roichev al av kal uba mitzrayim. Salim mehiras red esoyis hamakah behem. So when we have a lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu flying, it's not that he's flying, it's that he has a plane of sorts, the kruv that flies him. The fact that it says different faces, different animals, bekaf regal eagle. So that sounds as if he had said before that only flying is attributed to malachim. So where is all this coming from? So he says, this has a different pirush. Here's the kula pirush achdish meyu. I'm going to give you the different pirush for all of it in due time. The oid shu omnam loytir lachayis v'nesper liyanim b'mizus maspikas ba'ara. And this is only a specific type of malach around the kisei kavod. Omnam. Tnuas ha'oififus nimsus because of chol makom, but the tzurkim meknafayim. So we have flying all over, you know, many times in the psukim, and all has to have knafayim. The yuchsu leknafayim the ha'ishim tzusam leilamitis musam. See, I said before there is the knowledge that something exists, and then there's the particular understanding of the details and so on. So we have a very strong a picture of a malach with wings, which is there to impress upon me that they really exist and not figments of imagination, that they're metzias. But the wings do not in any way tell me about what the essence is. V'da, ki kol misna'e ha'tnua maheres ma'oid etoye ba'oifefus, l'oros ha'mias ha'tnua. Anything that, so is oifefus is not only physical flapping, it's anything that goes quickly. So anytime we want to speak about something, movement, motion, flux, we're going to use this terminology. Fine, let's start perik. Nun da atamaim ha'azeh. Ki ha mona eino ha inyan hanema bepeh, al inyan mitzuya benefesh, ki shi aminu bo shuken kama shetzua. So it says, emuna is not what you proclaim. Proclaiming you believe something, when you don't have an understanding of what is you believe in, is a tata disaster. If I'm not quite sure what it means, Hashem is echad, Hashem is amekur, for all these things, if I don't inherit, then saying that I believe in it means nothing. And he uses a word here. It's something which I have a picture of in my nefesh. So he says, if you want to proclaim, if you want to proclaim the belief in some sort of belief, in some sort of idea, and you don't care to understand it or to know what that means, then it's fine just to yell and to say you believe in it. Dram doesn't call it believing. He says, "Kama shetimtza." Rabbi Absalom Yeshua and Moses Simon in Shemponim. Many fools will believe in things that have no. It's not shaykh to be mitzayirit. The avol imelach libchol alas as a meregal yoin a meregal seiyun. V'sheis amas choshal kai echod achtos amitis. At shemotz arkav a klal. V'in lachshav shemichil shemponim. Da she'en lo yisparach to'a atzim v'shemponim v'shem inyan. So one of the things that you must believe in if your belief is real is that there are no, we can describe hanhagas, but there is no no description of him. We can't have a word that will describe his metzias. Omnom. Let's say a person says he's one, but he has many, many different descriptions. So that type of person, he says, this is a very strong lashon, he's proclaiming Hashem is one, and in his heart he thinks that he's many. It's like the goyim who echad v'shloisha v'shloisha echad. He's one, but three, but one. So basically, if what you're saying can't be displayed in your mind, then it basically doesn't exist. We're not looking for what do we need to proclaim. We're looking what do we believe. And believe requires that I have a picture of what it is I want to believe in. I want to explain something obvious. We're not talking about a picture, a physical picture, because that doesn't exist by Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about an understanding, a clear understanding of what it is I believe in. A certain tfisa in what it is. Not just these are the things that exist, but rather some sort of handle where I get it. Emuna is that we know what we're talking about, despite the fact that it's outside of our seichel as much as it's in the seichel. So I have a picture of what it is I believe in. I have rayas to say that this can be pushed away. There is no other what's the right word for it? There is no other place inside the system that knocks it, then it's emes. So if he says, if you will follow my lead and you're going to understand, and we'll see some other time, we'll see what he's so upset about Ta'arim. But if Yichud Hashem is all about the destroying of a Zohar and bringing Emes to the world, so V'tia Oz Misha Yitzaya Yichud Hashem Lo Misha Emes Efiv Lo Yitzaya Le'inyin V'yeh Mekas Hanem Alem Korat Fiyam Shem Shem. It can't be a person who proclaims Hashem is one and has no other understanding of that sugya, that parsha, that's not what we're talking about. That's not a adam chashev. Sounds like mashal mar becherf. Tiaz mishiyitzaya yichur Hashem loy mishiyimase fiblo yitzad inyan yikat nemlo kratufim v'gasem. So if a person really works in it to understand it, he's going to be one of those people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not one of those people that the Pasuk says, you know, it's lip service. So a person has to be of the cat that draws these pictures but doesn't talk about it. Okay, so we're holding here at the end of Pei Gimel, Pei Gimel Aleph. Any questions, any points?